Good morning and welcome to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration that will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening, wherever you are in this lovely planet of ours, or on it, I should say. In it would be kind of like strange.
Well, are you in a building?
Yes.
And you're in it.
But the building's on our planet.
Yes, that's true.
But we digress.
Right. So we could get lost in the minutiae of words.
Or
we could discover how to...
The gift of listening.
Yeah.
So welcome to Being Here. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia. The show is The Gift of Listening. And listening is truly a gift. But most of us don't listen. We think about what the other person says, get the information, but we are already busy going off somewhere else rather than slowing down enough to get into the current moment of our lives.
Now, I know that we have many, many thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of loyal listeners. And so since we have at least 500 plus episodes out there, you've heard us talk about listening many times, and you've often heard Shia say most of us don't listen, and chances are that you either rebut that or have a comment about that in your head.
And that's not listening.
Additionally, our listening skills fluctuate. They fluctuate depending on our state and what's happening in our lives at the current moment. So if you can slow down today, investigate. Remember at the beginning of the show, you may not have been listening, but we were listening to the intro, which is recorded. It plays every time. It talks about this is an exciting adventure which will open the door to living in the moment. So let's have today's show be an adventure in listening as opposed to reconfirming that we already know all of it anyway. It would be all right with me if I discovered something that I didn't know before or hadn't thought of before that transforms my ability to listen so that when I'm with another person, I can actually be there as opposed to distracted.
And be yourself being there.
One of the things that struck me yesterday was Sean and I went, or the day before, it was within the last couple of days, we went for breakfast someplace, and we were being with each other, and we were listening to each other, and then I had the thought to check our emails on the Wi-Fi, and we both got up on Wi-Fi for a moment, which is fine. I needed to check and make sure we weren't behind on anything, but I found that suddenly the restaurant didn't exist, Shia didn't exist. In a certain respect, I didn't exist. I forgot where I was and who I was with. And then I looked at Shia and said, why don't we do something radical? Let's put away our devices and be with each other. Of course, he was delighted with that because I can be in the same room but leave if I'm thinking about something or listening to a conversation in my head or reading something. So today, while you're listening to the show, why don't you just devote your ability and your attentions to listening? You like that, Shia?
Mm-hmm.
Should we take our first caller? You want to talk a little more about our approach?
We can take our first caller.
Okay. Corrine, you with us?
Hi, I'm here.
Hi.
How are you guys? It's so nice to hear you, and I'm so glad to be calling in.
It's interesting that you're calling in right now, Corrine.
Yeah, I do too. And I love, the reason I wanted to call in, because I love the topic of listening, and I never understood what listening was until I met both of you and started looking at listening from the perspective of listening to hear what somebody else has to say. Before I met you, I listened to see, really to see if I agreed. And if I agreed, I would listen. If I disagreed, I would be off thinking about what I wanted to say to rebut or ignore what was coming at me.
Uh-huh. How much do you still do that?
Well, it's really cool because I was just listening to Ariel say you were listening to the pre-recording of the show. And even though I consider myself a good listener, I ignored that because it was like not what I called in for and not why I'm here.
Interesting. That's very interesting because she didn't say she was listening to the pre-record of the show.
I was saying the intro that was pre-recorded. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, that's what I meant.
Okay, gotcha.
But it's cool that I was here supposedly listening, and yet in my mind, when they were saying those things, I kind of disregarded it because I was waiting to hear you both talk. And so,
you're waiting for the important things to show up rather than the moment. This moment, each moment, is where the important things are.
Absolutely. That's so true.
I have a question for you, Corinne. And I'm hoping you'll answer honestly. You say you were waiting to hear what we had to say, but I'm wondering if at least a part of you was devoted to holding on to, rehearsing, practicing, preparing what it is you wanted to say when we took you as our first caller.
That's absolutely true. I was thinking about what I wanted to say. Yeah, very true.
Well, perfect, because you're demonstrating one of the things that's an impediment to listening. It's funny, when we do radio shows, depending on who's calling in or who's actually listening live, I can often feel the differences in how Shai and I relate or how we feel about ourselves or our ability to articulate. Of course, it's not to blame anybody for my lack of being articulate on those moments when I am, but I do know that a person's facility of listening makes an impact on other people's ability to express themselves.
Well, this is very esoteric. But who you are precedes you in your universe.
Yeah.
Now, you said yeah, like you know what I mean.
So what do I mean?
Meaning that there's an essence of me that's being communicated without me even saying anything, and it precedes me. So you can, there's a way of being that is available if to other people should they want to notice that. And you guys are very perceptive and you pick up on it. That's what I thought it meant.
You're smart.
Mm-hmm. So what does the word precede mean? Because not everybody who listens to the show is an English speaker. So when you gave your definition, you used the word in the definition. So just checking in so that people can follow you.
Precede means in advance of or ahead of. So what's really cool is when I called into this show, I was very much running in my mind and in my actions really fast. And what I loved when I called in, when I heard your voices, was the let's slow down and get into the moment. And it was like, yes, like that really, really was impactful. So you may have sensed my speediness.
What gets you speedy? What gets you out of the moment? You know what? What causes this that you slow down when you hear our voice, but what is the automatic way you're relating to life that pulls you forward and out of current time?
Thinking about what I need to do next or what's coming and trying to get prepared for that. And, I would say that was it. So I was preparing a presentation that I put aside, and there was a wanting to get it done, And I realized, no, I have to stop this now, and I want to be with you. But in my mind, I was still racing and needed to be, yeah. I mean, just, I was racing and getting ahead of myself.
Mm. So when you stop a task in the middle to move on to a different task, you sometimes don't actually set that first task down. You're still engaged in it.
Yes, absolutely.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, you see, our approach is not problem solution oriented. So this being ahead of yourself is not a problem.
Yeah.
Our approach is about seeing how you're being in current time without judging yourself for it. Without making yourself wrong for being the way you are. Without thinking you should be different or could be different than you are in the current moment. I mean, we all could be different somewhere down the road over time. But in this moment of now, you can only be exactly where you are and how you are, whether you like it or not. This is it. You know, that's the second principle of instantaneous transformation. The first is anything you don't like, don't want, resist, persists, grows stronger, and dominates your life.
Another way of saying resist or don't want is judge.
Say no to.
You know, certainly if we're speedy, most of us judge that. If we're off our game, not in the moment, not on our center, not crisp, we're distracted, usually people judge that rather than simply see it as a phenomenon, notice it.
Notate.
Without judging what they see.
I feel a little irritated. Interesting. Mm-hmm. That leads us to the third idea or third principle of instantaneous transformation. Anything you see without judging completes itself in that instant. Not over time. It isn't one of these things where you work on it over time. Change happens over time. Transformation, which is what this show is really about, happens in an instant, happens outside of time, happens between the words.
I'll give you an example of how that works, or something I noticed yesterday. We had a conference call yesterday with a number of friends in the European community who handle the logistics of our courses there. So in preparation of our going for the Power of Listening course and the Freedom to Breathe course in Hamburg, Germany in early October, we were meeting with the folks who handle all the backbone of that course yesterday during conference call. And there was one individual who was very slow in her replies. She was distracted. She was saying a lot of qualifiers such as I think and maybe and perhaps and kind of and it's like, and her vocal was soft. It was hard for people to hear her. And so eventually,
and this is not her normal way of being.
And eventually we're like, are you okay? What's happening with you? And she started to look at it and work on herself. And at some point, we or someone else, I don't really recall at the moment, said, you know, you could just simply drop it and be here. And she laughed. She saw that she had been being distracted. She stopped judging herself, stopped trying to figure it out, and just got here. In an instant, she dropped it. And suddenly, she had these great ideas, things to contribute. Her vocal patterning was back. Transformation happens in a moment. The moment you see something without judging it, it can be over in an instant.
Well, it was really cool because when you said to me, or Shia said to me, that that I was judging myself for being speedy, I wasn't aware of it. But when he said it, I was like, oh, yeah. Like, it all of a sudden occurred to me that I was judging how I was being opposed to just seeing it and being aware. So It's cool.
You know what's funny? Your mind cannot be satisfied. You know, there's a Mega Millions or Powerball lotto happening in this country worth $700 million. And, you know, even if you were to win that, that is not enough money to satisfy your mind. I realize that no matter what I have, to my mind, there should be more.
Yeah.
I have the same mind you have.
Yep.
The mind.
And I could see when I was thinking about the $700 million, right away I was like, well, if I win the $700 million, then I'm going to get a lot of people coming after me for my money. Like, I was already planning the downside of having won, which of course I haven't, but I could see that.
That's funny. That your primary response is defense. How to defend people wanting things from you.
Yeah, right.
You know, the thing, we know you, Corinne, and we've known you for a while, and you're a lovely lady, and I feel that one of the things you are subject to, as are most people, is the idea of what a perfect Corinne looks like. And I'm not saying most people have an idea, a perfect you, but a perfect each of us. And the perfect Corinne, if you suddenly wander outside of those very narrow parameters, whether you're distracted or you're speedy.
Or you're not accomplishing enough in a day.
Then you judge yourself. You don't want to see it. You put your blinders on. And it persists. It grows stronger until it dominates your, in this case, work day.
Yeah. Which is, yeah, that's really brilliant. And it's just so perfect that I was calling in today, because that's what I love about working with you guys and participating in transformation in the workshops, which I attend as often as I can, and the weekend seminars, which are amazing, because it gives me that ability to see these things, you know. And I'm normal, and yet I want to be perfect, but perfect not enough.
Guess what? You're already perfect. And
so we're going to take a perfect break. Thanks for calling in today, Corinne.
Thanks for calling
in.
Lovely
chatting with you.
Thank you. I appreciate this. Have a great day.
You too. We'll be back shortly.
So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's transformationmadeeasy.com.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
Listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-888-346-9141. That number again is 1-888-346-9141. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back. We are doing, in January, we are doing two courses in Costa Rica. One is 1 week long, and the other one is 1 week long, and you can come to either 1 week or both weeks. They're available. We have a few spaces left in both courses. A weekend workshop with us, however, is a prerequisite to joining us in Costa Rica, so we can find out whether we play well together.
The next weekend that we have coming up is in Hamburg, Germany. Since it's a long way for us to go and we don't get to see the folks in the European community as often, we go for a little bit longer than a weekend. We start with the Freedom to Breathe course on Thursday, October 5th. And then we're doing a brand new weekend, The Power of Listening, on Friday night the 6th, the 7th and 8th. So,
isn't it funny? Mm-hmm. We're doing The Power of Listening, mm-hmm. and today's program is The Gift of Listening.
Yeah.
So what makes listening a gift?
Well, the power of listening in a certain respect is about you, the listener. The gift of listening, in a way, is about me, what you're giving me or whomever you're listening to when you actually hear what they have to say. It takes a burden off. It relieves people. It allows people to relax into themselves when you actually hear them. Mm-hmm. And I'm finding recently, Chai and I are getting ready to go on a trip. We're going to Oregon to be with my folks, and my parents are aging. And one of the things that are happening in their aging process, as with all of us perhaps, there are certain things in their bodies I can't fix. My mom has lost a lot of her eyesight. She finds it extremely frustrating. And when she can talk to me about what she's experiencing, what she feels, my initial impulse is to want to do something about that. And I can't. I cannot reverse macular degeneration. But if I listen to her without trying to fix it or change it or make it better, but simply to hear her perspective, I find she is so much less frustrated in herself that it's easier for her to navigate around with the
impaired eyesight.
And also, I believe she finds it easier to allow me to support her because she doesn't perceive me as holding or as needing help. It's more like assistance. So the gift of listening includes for me not having to act on the impulse to do something with what I hear, but actually being
just
able to
hear it. Mm-hmm. Hey, we have another caller.
Let's take Michael. Michael, where are you calling in from today?
From New Jersey.
Where in New Jersey?
Milburn.
Aha. Uh-huh. Welcome to the
Milburn.
Show.
Oh, I know where that is.
Yeah, between the Short Hills Mall and Newark Airport is Milburn, New Jersey. It's funny, Ariel, because I basically wanted to share an experience about listening, which is very similar to the one you just shared with your mother. And I have a 91-year-old mother who has aggressively refused any kind of help. She sent away physical therapists, nurses, home aides, and she's always been a very fiercely independent woman and, frankly, not always easy to be with. She's always been somewhat critical and somewhat opinionated. And so the other way I was visiting her, I don't visit her as often as I like, but I was visiting her a couple weeks ago. And I actually decided going in that I was just going to leave all the baggage outside, that I just wasn't going to, you know, this wasn't going to be another visit with Mom, that I was just going to be with her. And just being there and just listening to her, I realized that that was the one thing I could do for her, and it was also one of the few things she would actually accept. To a large extent, what she wanted was to be listened to. She didn't necessarily want people there telling her what to do or taking care of her or whatever. She sort of just wanted to be acknowledged. So we had a very, very nice visit where, and I can't even tell you exactly what we talked about because there was nothing earth-shattering about it, but we talked about lunch, we talked about my children, we talked about the difficulty she's having, but it was all very, very much in the moment. You know, like I wasn't offering her advice, I wasn't trying to tell her what she should do, she wasn't dragging up things from the past that I should have done. We were just two people, you know, sharing lunch.
That sounds very beautiful.
A couple of hours. And it was a very profound moment for me, you know. And then following up on that, which is kind of almost humorous, is I called her up a few days later just to see how she is, and she didn't feel well. You know, she was very hoarse and had trouble breathing. And, of course, I'm concerned. She's 91 years old, but I more or less kept the concern to myself. So during the course of the conversation, she lets go that, you know, she had a roach problem in her apartment, and it took 5 cans of Raid for her to alleviate the roaches. And I guess because I was listening, I went, well, Mom, that's why you don't feel too good. You know, you basically did to yourself what you're trying to do to the bugs. You know, what you really need to do is get out of the house and open the windows, you know. And it hadn't dawned on her that she was basically, like, poisoning herself with all this insecticide. So I now have, like, an entirely new approach to dealing with Mom, which doesn't deal with the past, and it doesn't even deal with trying to, you know, fix her or make her better or anything like that, but just basically being in the moment with her and enjoying those.
Hmm.
Okay. Well, here's the thing that my takeaway from this conversation, that sure, you're getting better at listening.
Yes. That, and particularly my mom, I mean, obviously my mother and I have a lot of baggage, you know.
But it is obvious.
And, you know, she's an old Italian lady, and she basically, you know, she brings up things that went wrong 50 years ago. So she carries a lot of this stuff around with her. And what I'm trying to do is not add
Michael,
to that.
Darling.
Yes, yes.
Slow down a little bit. Look,
sure,
you have incompletions with your mom. Most people do.
Right.
Not everybody, but I would say most, meaning everybody.
Right, right, right.
Because there are very few people who've allowed their parents to be people first rather than mom or dad.
Mm-hmm.
And you carry resentments that you don't even realize you carry in the tonality of your expression of Mom.
Right.
You know, like when you talked about how you had a story about your mother, it's funny how sometimes people can use the word mother and stress the M in a way that makes it almost sound like a curse word. You know, my mother.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I think it's lovely that you could spend a day with her and just chat. But, and I know you have a whole story and evidence for all the things that she carries around about the past.
Right.
But I get less interested in what she's carrying around and more interested in what you're carrying around. Because it's interesting for me. I'll give you an example from something different.
Sure.
Shy and I lead seminars, as you know, and people come, and we're with them. And this moment is pure. But if they're walking in with some sort of baggage, it's almost as if double-clicking on a file folder icon on the desktop of my computer, the file opens, and those things they're carrying around become apparent in this moment. So Right. You've always thought that what your mom brings up from 50 years ago is independent of you, when it's possible, at least possible, that there's a way you're being that triggers that incompletion for her rather than lets it rest.
But what I'm very proud of you for is that you discovered how to listen to your mom, and she didn't have to bring up past grievances.
Right, exactly. That was what was so beautiful about that lunch was
yes.
We were just both there.
Now here's the question.
Mm-hmm.
Has it always been that way? Or is this a recent event?
We've had moments through the years, but this is a fairly recent event. I think this is actually the first time I went in consciously doing this.
Well, good for you.
Because I've tried everything else. So I basically, it's like, really, she's refused all kinds of everything. And it's like, well, let's just be there. That much I know I can do. So let's just see what happens.
Well, I get that. My parents are in their 90s as well, and they've run their lives very successfully for years. And it's a challenge when suddenly a person reaches an age and everybody thinks they have the right to tell you what to do and what's better for you.
Well, interestingly enough, I was cutting down a tree last week, and I had some people over to help me handle the moving of the wood. And I was carrying my chainsaw. And I'm 76 years old. And so one of the younger gentlemen that was here helping me offered to carry the chainsaw for me like I was incapable.
Right, yeah.
And I am totally capable.
So on the surface, it was a gift, but it's born of the internal conversation about age and what it means. And that's also something my mom has spoken to me about, how, if I take her to a doctor's appointment, the people there will talk to me. And I'm just in town for a week. Like, I'm not aware of her health things. People have prejudices of many kinds. And early in the show, Shai and I were talking about how there are different things that interrupt your ability to listen. And one of them is a prejudice. If you think after a certain age a person is diminished capacity, if you have a prejudice against a gender because you have issues with...
I remember my father talking about women drivers all the time, it's a woman driver if somebody drove erratically. Well, I'll tell you, that prejudice went in. I got it too. But in seeing that I have the prejudices, they do not run my life because I don't judge it as a bad thing. I just notice that there's this automatic prejudging that happens in the mental process of all of us. And if you think you're not prejudiced, kidding yourself. Those things are there.
Yes. That can be a prejudice, that you don't think you have any.
Right, that's definitely a prejudice.
Right.
And then during times of stress, those prejudices often come to the foreground.
Right.
If you're you're worried about somebody or something, you're distracted for some reason, you're in a rush, you think you need to complete something, you haven't gotten enough sleep, there are lots of factors that can drive those things to the foreground. But again, if you see it, you don't judge it. In an instant, you're back.
Right, right. In the case of my mom, not to interrupt, but in the case of mom, her independence has actually hurt her. She's actually sort of damaged herself. So it's always been difficult for me not to be anxious around her because, it's like, what is she going to do next?
But I got to stop you, Michael. Got to stop you because you're making your mother responsible for how you feel as opposed to realizing that your feelings are yours and you're blaming how you feel on her, which doesn't do you any good.
All right. I was just blaming, I guess, in my mind. But, yes, I could see what you mean. Yes.
I'm fortunate to have two siblings, my two sisters. My mom will have an action and will each have a different
response
or take which just goes to show me that my response is mine and mine alone, rather than the action provokes something. It's what's contained in me. If you take a keg of beer and you pull the
tap,
you're going to get beer. If I have incompletions of one kind or another, or anxiousness, or ideas of how it should be, and life pulls the
tap,
then that's what comes out. But it's contained in me. It's not caused by the circumstances.
Right.
Yeah, that's
one of the hardest things for people to get, because we've been inculcated in the idea that there's something causing our angst from outside of us, rather than we simply have angst within us.
Right.
And we have well-developed stories. So you can tell us about Italian mother, and you've got, it's all well-developed, well-rehearsed, well-said to ourselves and other people, and we believe it to be true. But yet, in a moment, you dropped all that, sat in there, and listened to her in a way that you never had before.
And you had all kinds of camaraderie without any angst or upset.
So much so that she was able to listen to you and hear something she hadn't thought of regarding the raid, because she hadn't been trying to fix her. She didn't need to be barricaded against you.
Right.
Hey,
right.
Michael, thank you so much for calling in. We have another caller.
Okay, thank you. Sure, thank you for...
Yeah, thanks for sharing everything with us today. It was great speaking with you. Let's take Tracy.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Where are you calling him from?
I'm calling from Manhattan, New York.
Excellent.
Nice to hear your voice.
Thank you. Nice to hear your voices, too. My question, I love this topic, first of all, and I actually have a lot of questions going along in my head about this, but the one that comes to the forefront as the most, I guess, recent and immediate would be listening to my friend who's going through a divorce. She's having a really hard time. I guess she's upset, and I want her to not be upset. So I'm listening to her, and I don't know if I should just be like okay, but then at the same time, I hear her saying things that I might not agree with, like she might blame her husband for how she feels or blame herself. So I guess this relates to emotional upset rather than like a physical upset that someone's going through, and how I can listen to them.
Well, here's the thing. We're going to have to go to a break soon.
Okay.
But know this, Tracy, that if you truly listen without resisting what she's saying, but just hear it, her burden will be lifted. And now...
Well, can you come back with us after the break?
Yes. Yep.
All right, we'll be back shortly, everyone.
We'll talk about
everyone.
It more after the break.
Yeah, come on back.
And don't miss being here.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Cane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club. This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
Listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-888-346-9141. That number again is 1-888-346-9141. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
We have a number of friends who've had some medical things happening. We want to do a global shout out to them.
A well-being shout out.
Yeah, healing well-being wishes to Cheryl and both Stephanie's in Hamburg and Karen in New York and Vicky in Cambridge and Susan's parents in Philadelphia, a whole bunch of folks. So
we're wishing well and well-being to come back to these folks who've had some physical challenges.
Yes.
Yes.
Also, wherever you're listening, we appreciate you. We've gotten some reports, and we hear we have quite a few listeners in Ireland, so shout out to you.
In the Bronx of New York.
Hong Kong.
And Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.
Guatemala.
Düsseldorf, Germany.
Seattle, Washington.
And Prescott, Arizona.
Wherever you're listening from, thanks for being part of our transformational community.
And thanks for sharing the show with folks.
And your listening is a gift.
That's right.
Mm. By the way,
it's a gift to us, otherwise we would be talking to dead air.
That's true. We're doing another course in New York City coming up called Step Into Your Brilliance.
It's October 20th, 21st, and 22nd.
You can find out about all of our seminars, including our Speak Up course that's coming in November, on our website.
TransformationMadeEasy.com.
All right.
So we were speaking with Tracy about listening. See, Tracy, you there?
Yes.
You know, I'm sure your friend is upset. Look, any kind of change is upsetting. If you lose your car keys, it's upsetting. You look in the same drawer a half dozen times, they still don't materialize. But a marriage dissolving is very upsetting, even if it's her idea.
You know, and the other thing is, when you say, she says things I don't agree with, like about how it's her husband's fault or her fault.
But you're agreeing or disagreeing isn't you're listening to her.
And
see, listening is like catching a ball. Somebody throws a ball and you catch it, they no longer have it.
Okay.
It's that simple. You know the nursery rhyme, Mary, Mary, quite contrary, or Mary had a little lamb? To Mary's today. Well, they could be saying, Mary had a little lamb, its fleece was white as snow. All you have to do is listen, like whatever they're saying is of no more importance than that. Nothing worth agreeing or disagreeing with.
I imagine that agreeing and disagreeing is at least somewhat to save you from discomfort. You know, it's possible that some of her take on relationship may challenge your ability to relate or things going on in your relationship, if you have one. It's like, the other thing is, sometimes when people are in the dissolving of a relationship, and they may say, let's say her husband or soon to be ex-husband or estranged husband's name is Sam. And if she says, you know, I hate Sam, he's such a jerk. And you're like, oh, wow, last time I saw him, he was a nice guy. And, you know, her being this angry isn't helping her, you know, new age love and light. It's very different if you hear her and go, yeah, of course you do. I see that. You know, it's like you hear it, you know it, you feel it. That's not agreeing with it, disagreeing with it. You know, I remember when I was very frustrated once when we were writing a book and I spoke to our editor and I said, I feel like I've hit a wall. And she's like, of course you have. You have. That's great. You're at the perfect place. Everybody hits this. And I was like, really? I mean, she was so happy to hear it that suddenly I was no longer at a wall. It was like a new possibility. Part of it, too, is you want to take the pain away from her.
The other thing, Tracy, is you want happy endings.
Yeah.
You want it to work out for everybody. You want the story, the fairy tale ending, you know, where they stay together forever and ever.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I almost like want to bypass what she's going through so she can, you know, just be happy, I guess, you know?
That's right.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
But you see, what you don't understand is people set their lives up so they show up the way they do. And she and her husband have worked very hard to get this divorce.
Mm.
They've done a lot of things to each other independently to have it end this way. This isn't an accidental divorce.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the other thing is sometimes people are interested in bypassing the pain and some people are interested in hanging on to the pain with both hands, and either way is their right.
Right.
But if you can hear what she has to say without trying to help her in any way, just hear it, that will help her to resolve her own issues.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I feel better about it already. I feel like I'm already helping her.
I'm glad to hear that because we have one more caller, and I'm glad you're feeling better.
Well, thanks for calling in, really. And hope you have a great day.
Bye.
Bye.
Excellent. All right. Andrea, where are you today?
Hi, this is Andrea. I'm in Basel, in Switzerland, in my studio where I work.
Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's so good to hear your voices.
Thank you.
It's just lovely to be here. And I love the conversation you had with Tracy just now, because I have a question about listening as well.
Mm.
I recently had an interaction with a person that is quite close to me, and that ended really badly. And the person got really angry at me and said quite some nasty things, and I found it really challenging to hear them, not to take it personally, and just to hear it. And I just wanted to see if you have some advice for that, because I feel like my mind is still chewing on some of these things, which tells me I didn't hear them. But yeah.
Well, you have preferred outcomes.
Yes.
You have preferences. You have a preferred outcome that everything works out okay. Did you do something in your heart to hurt this other person's feelings?
No.
Were they already upset when you had your interaction?
Yes.
Well, it's hard for a person who's upset not to find reasons to be upset when you already are upset, you see.
You know, if I've ever had a conflict with somebody, generally I'm being right about something. And I have a feeling when you say this is a person who is very close to you and they said things that you found hurtful or hard to hear, I imagine they didn't just pick up the phone and say, "Hi, Andrea, I just want to let you know," and then blop, whatever the thing was. My guess is that you had a conversation that escalated to that point. Is that accurate?
Yes, yes.
So somewhere earlier in the conversation, you weren't listening, or you were being right about...
You were disagreeing with their position.
Which then entrenches their position.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
You know, and...
You know, if you are actually listening to another person, it may... initiate or stimulate a point of view in you that's different than the other. But when you truly listen, you allow your experience to happen without getting positional, being right, proving your point of view is right and theirs is wrong. That's not listening.
Yeah. Now you say that, I can see that. I was definitely right. Yeah.
Yeah, which can drive a person into saying, escalating things that may be hurtful.
When you resist what somebody's saying, rather than just hear it, you polarize them. By polarize, I mean you have the North Pole and the South Pole. You form opposite.
Opposition.
And then...
Yeah.
That's where all warfare comes from.
Yeah, that's true. I can see that now. Thank you.
Yeah, because I felt like... Yeah?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I felt like I had to somehow close my heart, you know? And now I feel like, yeah, it's true. I was being right. And I can, now,
if you feel you have to close your heart, Andrea, then you're angry with them for saying or doing something you disagree with.
Yeah.
And so closing your heart is not to protect you. It's to punish them.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I can see that.
You know the wild thing about that? In order to punish them by closing off your heart, you punish you because your heart isn't available to your life. And they don't even know it.
Yes.
They go on with their lives.
So much.
And they have no sense that you're upset and angry with them. And if they do, they move on anyway. It becomes your upset and anger, and it serves no purpose other than for you to be right. And being right costs you love, relationship, communication, happiness, friendship.
Now, I don't know this person. I don't know anything about this. And it may be that you escalated the situation with this person because you're done being friends with them and this was the easy way out. But it may be that you want to keep them or have them in your life. There's always the possibility of apologizing. You know, I'm sorry.
Yes.
I'm sorry that we've had stress. I'm sorry I didn't listen to you.
Yes.
Yes. You know,
thank you so much.
I don't know the right thing. I do know that there are lots of options from here.
That's very cool. Yes. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
And you know what, Andrea? Even as you were laying this out for us, I could hear the emotion in your voice. And, you know, same as we were talking to Michael earlier, that life does not produce emotion, but things will trigger it. Let yourself feel this. This is
a very rich moment in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Not a bad thing at all.
Cool. Yeah, I'm crying. But it feels
we don't want to leave you in tears, but we're going to have to leave.
I feel good. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for calling in and sharing yourself with us. And you know, if this show has touched you, share it with folks. We have lots of books out there and audiobooks. There's lots of ways to reach us. You can be on our email list.
You can even call into the radio show.
We'll be back next week, and the next week's show is rest. You'll be more productive. Oh, that sounds good.
So come back next week.
And don't miss being here.
We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another empowering episode of Being Here.